Homer residents looking for a social yet peaceful way to get outdoors and enjoy the winter solstice found what they were looking for at the Wynn Nature Center outside of Homer. KBBI's Aaron Selbig tagged along for a moonlight snowshoe walk during last week's full moon and has this story.
The Carl E. Wynn Nature Center has been holding a winter open house for the last 4 years, says director Beth Trowbridge, but this is the first year they decided to hold it on the evening of winter solstice.
Yeah, well, we were doing a bonfire, and we Lisa Matlock with the Fish and Wildlife Service has been coming up with her telescope to help us do some astronomy and look at the moon. And we love to get people out on snowshoes at night because it's not something that people typically do, and sometimes they're afraid to do it or whatever. And so this is kind of a neat experience. So that's kind of a big thing that we try to get people to do when they come up here at night, is to do that. And then, of course, the cabin's warm and, you know, it's a kind of a cozy place to be.
Tucked away off East Skyline Drive in a patch of fireweed meadows and spruce forest, the Wynn Nature Center is a popular summertime destination, a place where kids and adults learn about the wilderness and the history of the old homestead, courtesy of the Alaska Center for Coastal Studies, which operates it. On this shortest night of the year, it's a great place to go snowshoeing.
I do have extra poles if anybody wants poles.
As some folks socialize inside, enjoying a potluck dinner and a cozy wood stove fire, a dozen or so kids and grown-ups strap on their snowshoes outside. After the last strap is strapped, we're off. Trowbridge is the resident expert on the flora and fauna of the old homestead, and along our walk, she proves to be an expert on many things, including snowshoe hares.
So they always look funny because they look like they have the front, you know, big feet are their front feet, but really their big feet are their back feet.
And moose.
We'll see moose up here until the snow gets, you know, maybe 3 or 4 feet deep, and then it's just too hard. You know, they're too hard to walk for food. And they'll head down, you know, into Homer more.
And squirrels.
And so they'll sit up in these trees up here on a little perch, and they'll take their spruce cones and just like, you know, corn on the cob, they'll, you know, eat it.
Our destination is the Elliott Fisher platform, a huge wooden gazebo-like structure that overlooks a vast meadow.
So wander around, stomp through the meadow. Look at some stars. Yeah, stomp through the meadow.
Try out your snowshoes
where it's not so easy to walk.
Trowbridge tells us the meadow used to be a potato patch back when the homesteaders on the Homer Bench, like the Bellamy family who originally owned this property, grew much of their own food and seldom made it to town in the wintertime. The moon is so bright on the meadow, headlamps or flashlights are really unnecessary. Still, a handful of constellations are visible, as are the Kenai Mountains across Ketchumak Bay, their glaciers illuminated by the brilliant moonlight. Back at the center, Lisa Matlock has set up a telescope.
You can't touch the tripod. If you touch it, the blue moon will no longer be in it. So you just have to kind of, like, the best thing that I do is put my hands behind my back.
Matlock works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She brought her telescope to the Nature Center so people could get a close-up view of the nearly full moon.
This one is best with the moon. It's actually not really powerful enough to see a lot in terms of nebula or galaxies or things like that, but it's great for the moon, and it's only like $100. telescope. It's a great starter telescope. It's a reflecting telescope, so they were a little confused before. Instead of looking straight through to the moon, you're looking at the moon's light that has bounced off a mirror that's in the back of it, and then the light has come back up to where they're looking at it through that eyepiece.
Matlock says her telescope was perfect for viewing Monday night's lunar eclipse. Although it's well known in Homer for its summertime educational activities, the Wynn Nature Center still has plenty going on throughout the winter, says Trowbridge, including snowshoe walks every Wednesday from noon to 1 and family-friendly bonfires every first Sunday of the month at 2 p.m. Trowbridge says she spends a lot of her time on the grounds of the Nature Center, but she never tires of it.
I love it up here, and it's just magical both in the summer and in the wintertime. So you're close to town, but you feel like you're just far away from, you know, everywhere, and never tire of the Wind Nature Center. My favorite spot.
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.